The erasure of our Aboriginal identities and the continued marginalization of our communities are direct consequences of colonialism and apartheid. Historical records and international law confirm that we, the Khoisan San peoples, are the rightful owners of the land now known as South Africa. The 1913 Natives Land Act and the 1936 Natives Trust and Land Act forcibly removed us from our ancestral lands, leading to widespread poverty, dispossession, and cultural destruction. The apartheid regime further entrenched these injustices by classifying us as colored to deny our indigenous identities and rights. We demand recognition of our indigenous rights, restitution for historical injustices, and an end to the ongoing marginalization and erasure of our communities. It is time for South Africa to acknowledge and respect our rightful place as the indigenous people of this land. The complex history behind the term colored. This label was imposed by colonial powers, who forcibly categorized both indigenous and non-indigenous peoples. Historically, our Khoi ancestors were dehumanized by Dutch colonizers and labeled as Bushmen and Hottentot. However, these terms do not represent our true identities, which existed long before colonialism. In 1950, the colonizers further erased our identity by introducing the term colored, aiming to dispossess us of our lands and resources. Before engaging in any debate, ensure you have a thorough understanding of these historical facts. Our sovereignty is non-negotiable, and we will continue to assert our rights to our ancestral lands, resources, and self-determination. The re-registration process is a critical step in securing our rights and ensuring that our community receives the recognition and respect it deserves. Re-register now and join us in this historic moment as we reclaim our rightful place as the First Nation of this land. Together, we will continue to advocate for our rights, our lands, and our dignity.